Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Do I sound any better at all, Scott?
You actually do sound a little better.
A little bit better, yeah. Okay, well, baby steps. I want to welcome in our next guest, George Zimmerman, Vice President of Travel Michigan, business unit of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Hello, George. How are you?
Doing just great, thanks.
Well, we talk about social media and its inevitable importance in our society, and that is also true in tourism. And that's good news for the state of Michigan, considering for the sixth straight time, Michigan ranks number one.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there's a interactive group that does a ranking of all the state tourism efforts around the country. And as far as our social media engagement, you know, how you're using Facebook and Twitter and blogs and all that stuff. And, yeah, we're very pleased that we are recognized once again as the kind of the top social media tourism office in the country for a state. But, you know, even more important than that is just the consumer response to our social media efforts, particularly on Facebook. It's just amazing.
How did this start, and who really pushed this, George?
Well, you know, I will tell you that the destinations, states and cities, have been looking at social media for a couple of years. And frankly, a lot of us kind of went, interesting, what do we do with it? I mean, how does it kind of fit our world?
Right.
And, you know, because obviously a lot of it was launched for more personal, non-business-related communication. And so we were just a little, I think all of us collectively, the industry was a little unclear about, you know, what's the best way to get into it. And so I would say that, you know, tourism offices, including our own, we were not what I would call an early adopter of social media, and really just launched most of our stuff last year in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you had questions, I imagine some states are still having questions based on these rankings.
Well, yeah, that's right. And in fact, I am a little surprised that, you know, some of them, you know, I check, you know, I am a competitive person, and I'll go see, you know, how many Facebook fans they have or whatever, and I'll see 2,000. I'll go, gosh, really? That's it?
Well, maybe their state isn't as good.
Well, maybe so. I mean, but, and I think that a couple things for us, though, that were really key. One is that it does allow us to communicate with consumers in really a way like we've never done before. You know, especially, you know, Facebook and Twitter and some of those things where you can have that dialogue with a consumer. A consumer can post a question to us and, you know, by golly, we'll just sit down and answer it, you know, or find an expert to answer it for them if we don't know the answer. So
how does this work? Do you sit there tweeting all day?
I don't. I do look in on our Facebook and Twitter pages, you know, daily. I don't spend all day on it.
But
I do tend, you know, I mean, we do want to know what's going on. We actually have a company named Fluency out of Ann Arbor who does a lot of our social media work. And so they are actually monitoring it more closely than we do. But we do monitor it from Lansing as well. But I think that, you know, you look at the number of Facebook fans we have, we're up at around 165,000. As recently as June, we only had 50,000. So we've added 100,000 since then.
And wait, you have tripled in that time?
Since June. It's just amazing.
Would you offer them free golf?
No, and actually the ironic thing is we're really not doing anything to recruit people. I mean, we don't really have a campaign to get people to become fans.
What changed?
Well, I think two things. One is these people are fans of, not of Travel Michigan or the MEDC or even the state of Michigan. They're signing up to be fans of Pure Michigan, of the brand.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, we do know the brand is enormously popular, and we've had lots of evidence of that from lots of different ways, and this is just another example of it. So I think that part of it is that the brand has so resonated with consumers that's why they want to be part of it and be connected to it, besides the fact that, you know, you look at what's going on there, and, you know, literally consumers are sharing tips with each other and ideas with each other about great places to go in the state of Michigan. So it's all of those things combined.
George, when you see the spinoffs and the parodies of Pure Michigan, do you laugh? Do you think that's a tribute? Or do you get incensed that maybe they're borrowing something that it isn't meant to be tampered with?
Well, I think that, you know, first of all, you know, we're not in the comedy business, so that's not really our thing. But,
right.
But, you know, we're in the attracting visitors and their money business. But I will say this, that even though, you know, I may not appreciate them as much as someone else might, you know, I think the fact that, you know, you get parity means that
right, you know,
what you have is recognizable. And
if your campaign was irrelevant, you wouldn't be parodied.
Exactly. No, nobody would care.
All right. In terms of this marketing effort, you're launching a new line of Pure Michigan merchandise. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we just launched the Pure Michigan store, and you can get to that from Michigan.org. There's a store button now on every page of the website. And, you know, and this is, again, a brand issue for us. I mean, we do make a little bit of royalty on it, which is fine, and that money will go back into the campaign. But we're talking about, you know, hopefully one day 1% of our budget. So it's really not about, you know, raising money through merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
It is a way to get the brand out there
in
new ways, and that's what it's really about.
And if you've got people in San Diego wearing Pure Michigan stuff, that doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. And then that's exactly right. And then the other thing I'd say about it, too, is one of the reasons we went a little slow on this is it's important to us that all of the merchandise we sell be made in the USA and where possible, you know, embroidered or made in Michigan. So, you know, that puts some constraints on a program like this. There are certain categories of products you just can't find a USA manufacturer for anymore.
Right,
but,
right.
But and it is, you know, it's a core value with us. So.
George, how rewarding was it for you to hear both gubernatorial candidates, who cannot often agree on what day it is, agree on the value of Pure Michigan, the campaign, and how frustrating is it to then see that you still have roadblocks to get the full funding?
Yeah, it's a bit of a roller coaster. That's exactly right. I mean, certainly longer term, you know, we're grateful that both gubernatorial candidates are for the full funding. We do have this last hiccup in the road, which is the funding for this current fiscal year, which we still don't have resolved. And, you know, I'm optimistic that because the governor-elect, whoever that's going to be in 2 weeks, you know, is going to be there saying, you know, let's get this thing done, that actually the current legislature will act after the election, get it done, get the funding done, and move on.
All right. Talking about the election and talking about funding, I still am baffled when I hear the return on this kind of advertising and the investment in this campaign. I guess I don't understand what you would spend money on if you're not going to spend money on something that returns at this rate.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And I think that, you know, I do realize, you know, people, you know, and I've even seen some, you know, press quotes from Canada, you know, candidates of the legislature or current members, whatever, they say, well, you know, if there's extra money, we should put it in the schools. But, you know, if you look at the research and you say, well, actually, we'll have more money for schools if we do this, not less, then why wouldn't you do it? The phrase no-brainer often comes up when I'm talking about this as well. So,
well, you won't find a bigger booster of the schools than I am, but I think if you put the money in the schools, it doesn't immediately do anything for tourism. If you do something that benefits Michigan tourism, I think there's a spinoff to the schools.
Absolutely. I mean, because it's going to mean more revenue for the state. And I tell you the other thing, too, is, you know, we're mostly in the tourism promotion business, and that's all we really measure and care about. You know, that's our mission.
Right.
But it's good for the state's image and for attracting people and companies and all that, too.
George Zimmerman, our guest, Vice President of Travel Michigan. George, I'll let you go get back to your Facebook page.
All right, thanks.
All right.